Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of Get Close. I'm Gio.
And I'm Bart. And I'm really excited about today's topic because I feel like we've been together for a long time, so we know a lot about each other.
Do we? Yes. Do we, though?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because we talk and stuff, you know? And we've been together since 2008, 2023, so that's 15 years total. We got married in, what, 2015?
Yep.
So that's 8 years of marriage.
Okay.
But I feel like when you zoom in into people's like microcosms, there's a lot of things that people know zero about. So for example, like with me in the military, there's like you might just know some of the
popular
stories that I tell you.
Yeah.
But if you zoom in, there's a lot of insight on stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I want to know about you. What are some like little micro ecosystems or little things that you've been part of and what that's like? So like take me into like, let's say when you played volleyball in high school, take me into that world.
Oh, fuck. You're telling me to go back.
What is that like?
22 years.
Yeah.
I don't know if I even remember that shit. So you would have to ask, but you would have to be a good host. Do you know what that's like?
Nope.
Okay. Well, do what I do every time we do this and ask a ton of questions because there's no way I'm going to remember this shit. Okay. So just stay curious.
Okay. So how much phlegm are you going to have this episode?
I don't know. I have so much phlegm all the time. I don't know what's wrong with me.
Okay. How? Okay. Take me into what is it like when you're showering with all the volleyball players?
What was it like? Well, we wouldn't shower together. We would definitely change together.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So we would
let's slow it down, though.
Yeah.
So what is it like? Do you guys take off the tops first, the bottoms? And
so, like, there's a bunch of girls.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, so we come straight after we finished all of our classes for the day.
Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah. So we have, like, our big bulky backpacks on.
I don't like bulky backpacks.
And then we kind of, like, already sweated a bit because
it's kind of stinky.
We're a little bit musty, maybe.
Ooh.
Yeah, because we've been, like, walking to school and, like, from class to class all day.
Oh, so you've been under the sun the whole time?
Probably, yeah, most likely. And then we live in, like, L.A., and there's, like, a lot of smog. So, like, all that smog and that smoke and that dust is all up in our hair.
You guys don't go home and take a shower first?
Before practice? Why would we do that?
So I can get turned on.
Okay. Well, no, unfortunately, we didn't do that. So, yeah, we would go into the locker room. You really want me to explain this to you?
Yeah. Okay, tell me this. Tell me, first of all, what's it like? How did you get into volleyball?
So this is a fun story. So going back to junior high, well, anything junior high and earlier, my parents were highly involved in, like, my schoolwork, my grades, homework. I was, like, always, like, a student.
Yeah.
Right now, cut to or fast forward to high school where I have a little bit more freedom. I'm older, hormones, I'm an adolescent, I think I'm an adult. I rebel more, I fucking have mood swings. So I'm like, yeah, freedom, kind of. But yeah, freedom, I'm like, I like my body's changing. I like
boys
now.
What do you mean by
now.
Freedom? Like your parents give you.
Like I don't feel like a kid. Like I'm not a kid anymore, right? Because you're in high school. So that's like the beginning of adulthood.
Yeah. And your parents just didn't give a fuck about you in high school now?
I don't know what happened. Maybe it's my little sister now. Like they were more focused on her because we are 6 years apart.
Yeah.
So I don't know where this shift happened where they were just like more hands off with me. Maybe they just got older and they were just like, fuck it.
Just tired.
I'm fucking over these fucking kids. Yeah, like, I'm number three, you know?
Yeah.
So high school rolls around and my grades start dipping because I'm just having fun. I'm like ditching. I like get introduced to weed.
So having the checkups actually helped you?
Yeah. Like having my parents involved at least with schoolwork and stuff definitely helped. And I think also my mom was super involved in my school stuff because she was part of the same school district. So she knew a lot of the teachers, especially in elementary school, because I went to the same elementary school she worked at. Junior high, she still knew a few teachers and stuff, so she could still check up on me. High school, yeah, I don't know what really happened there. But, yeah, I just started having more fun, and because I was on so many restrictions at home and in my life that, like, I couldn't really leave my house. Once I was home, that's it. You know, that was my parents sheltering me from – you know, the environment that our house was in, because it was like the hood and there's cholos and drugs and just all the fucking riffraff of just hood behavior.
Yeah.
So I could never leave the perimeter of my home. So once I went to a high school, it was a high school outside of, you know, the district I was supposed to go to. It was in a different city. It was in a middle class or upper middle class area. So it was just different crowd, different everything.
This is how like those Disney princess movies are made.
What do you mean?
You know, when it's like the princess that grew up in the palace and then goes out and explores the real world, like Jasmine.
Yeah.
Except it's the reverse. It's not princess, but the cholita that
grew up. I was never a cholita.
That grew up in the hood, you know, barely had a single
tortilla. I didn't grow up in the hood, though. Like, my house was there, but I didn't grow up there.
Yeah, yeah, but, like, you, I mean, there's gunshots, you know, there's things you can't control.
For sure, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And there's a smell of, like, shit and piss. So you...
Kind of.
So you grew up there.
Yeah.
And then you're able to, like, exit the lands and then explore. Oh,
yeah.
This is what real life feels like.
Yeah. All the boys look different. All the girls look different. Like, I was, like... It was just, it was
all that those movies freedom. Are like that. Like,
that was my freedom.
Devil Wears Prada, like Princess Diaries, Aladdin, yeah. Like all of them are the chick princess movie when in Act Two, they go into the new world. So tell me about
Act Two. Did you say Devil Wears Prada? She wasn't even a princess, dude. She was like an intern.
How fucking dense are you?
Pretty dense.
Oh my God.
Pretty dense. We've been together for 15 years. It takes a dense person to be with you format. This long.
She's not from New York.
She's from New York.
She went to, well, she's not from the big city working for a huge magazine. In Act Two, her world gets flipped upside down. She works for someone that's extremely crazy, very demanding. She's never felt that before, to the point where she's like, I don't even know if I want to be with my man anymore. It's the format. Please, Jesus fucking Christ.
Well, I mean, just use the correct references and then I'll follow along. But
So you think Hero's Journey is literally all heroes?
No. They don't start off that way, but they do have that element of the...
No, but they're not literally... It's not Superman and limited to Marvel. A hero's journey is just a hero's journey, just like this. This is... I'm calling it the princess journey. It's the template.
Are you calling me a princess?
Jesus fucking Christ.
Did you just say I'm a princess?
I regret this topic.
So yeah, I'm in high school freedom, right? So me going to school was actually... The way I viewed it back then was, this is me going to hang out. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't care that I'm like... supposed to do homework. I don't care that I'm supposed to listen to the teacher. I don't even care that I'm supposed to go to class. I'm just trying to hang out.
Yeah.
So that was my hangout spot.
Because you get to be outside of the
yes. hood. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Not even the hood, but just outside of my house.
Okay.
Yeah. I didn't even realize I was in the hood.
I see.
So yeah, because of that, I just started having a lot more fun. My grades started dipping. I was way more into like smoking weed and not going to class. Like,
So you're on campus, but you're just skipping class.
Yeah, I mean, I would leave. Not as crazy as
you can't leave campus, right? You never like just hop the fence?
Yeah, yeah, for sure we did.
Oh, you hopped the fence all the
yeah,
time?
Yeah, we were that era right before they sealed everything off. Like, seniors could still drive off.
Where would you guys go?
To friend's house. Like, I had a friend that like lived close by. Like,
oh, so you walked to people's houses?
Walked or drive. Like, like someone had a car. Yeah. That was rare because my mom like literally knew everyone in that town because of how many years she worked there that I'm like, she could spot me. And I was always so scared. Like, I wasn't as rebellious as you.
A bunch of businesses around the city that fucking rat you out?
Everyone knew my mom, so I was always very cautious and I would try to stay within like where the houses were. I was so fucking scared. So
growing up in Cerritos, like Cerritos Town Center is right across from Cerritos High School. And I don't know what it is, but motherfuckers like, they'll know. So like, let's say if we hop the fence and we go watch movies, they'll be like, aren't you supposed to be in class? Like, the people that are working there, they'll just straight up tell you that.
Well, yeah, because it's obvious. You look like a baby.
Yeah, but I'm like, take my money, you motherfucker.
Well, they're looking out for you. Well, you think they're being haters?
Well, when I'm 15, I don't think like that. When I'm 15, I'm like, man, mind your goddamn business before I fuck you up with my fucking 100-pound arms.
You were really scrawny. So yeah, everything was suffering. Like, I was just headed down the wrong path. Like, I was just a delinquent. I wasn't doing crime or anything like that, but it was rough. Like, I just was like, I didn't give a shit about anything else.
So you smoke weed at the homie's house.
Yeah, just hang out, even on campus. Like, I just didn't care.
Yeah.
So then my sophomore year, my freshman year, I was failing a few classes. I can't even remember what it was. Like, I think my average GPA or like my GPA was like maybe 1 point something.
It's probably English or reading or spelling related.
You're such a fucking hater, dude.
Spell?
No. You know I suck. So then, yeah, that was that year. And my parents didn't even ask for my report card, which I was always so surprised. But like, I would go get the mail on purpose so I can like get the report card first. And I'm like, oh, shit. But they never cared to ask. I had to even take summer school and they never really cared why I wanted to go to summer school so bad. They didn't realize that like it's because I had to make up these classes. So sophomore year rolls around. It's like maybe I'm like in the second semester of my sophomore year. And then I get introduced to this new group of chicks.
How'd you get introduced to them?
Maybe class. Maybe I had a class with them. I can't remember at this point. But so they were. It was like my girlfriend group that I still talk to till this day. And then it was like this new group. Mm. And these were more of like the athlete chicks. And
what
maybe
was your first impressions of them?
They were cool. Like they were cool.
Did you ever at your school? Did you have like this like athlete on a pedestal or jock?
For
or
sure.
Type?
Oh yeah. Yeah, for sure.
So when you first were in their presence, were you like, oh, this is pretty cool. I'm hanging out with some athletes.
Not really, no. I was like, I was more of like the like rocker, like anti-establishment, like that type of crowd.
So
like,
they probably think athletes are losers then.
We didn't think they were losers, but we just didn't put them on a pedestal because we're like, why? We're all the same people. Like, how are you better than us?
Oh, because a lot of the rockers that I met,
yeah,
they kind of looked at athletes like they're lower than, like they almost all have like this like, are you trying, like yeah. That like are you actually trying and committing yourself yeah. to something in here?
Well, my group of girlfriends, we weren't like that. It was like come one, come all. Like it was just, we were just chill as fuck.
So you weren't real like anti-establishment rockers?
No, not like that, I guess. But like we weren't like haters like that. We just kind of stuck to our own crew. But then if people wanted to come in and out of it, like we were the core four, if you will. And then we had a bunch of people that would like hang out with us and people would come in here and like go to another group and kind of people would bounce around. But it was always us four. And then, yeah, like we didn't care about other people. Like we weren't like, oh, this person's a this, or like we wouldn't talk shit like that.
Maybe it's a guy thing then.
Maybe it's a person thing. I don't know. That we were all pretty chill. Like, we got along with a lot of people. But yeah, when I got introduced to this new group of chicks, there was one in particular, her name's Roxanne, and she was just like, hey, you're freaking tall. Like, you should play volleyball. And at that point, someone else had like...
Was she a volleyball player?
She was.
Oh, okay.
She was a volleyball player. She was like a track star. She played softball. Like, she's just an all-around like heavy hitter athlete.
So
like,
she
badass. Shower,
like, three times a day then?
Probably. She was she was really musty. But like prior to her asking me, and this is probably why I was more inclined to do volleyball than anything else. So prior to her asking me, maybe within the same month or like that same period, they had asked me to, I forgot who, maybe a coach or a teacher or something was like, hey, you should try out for the basketball team because I'm tall. So I'm like, all right, fuck it. Like I feel like I need a change in my life. Like
so
I just felt like a loser.
Her,
I think so.
Asking you?
Yeah, oh. I think so. So before her asking me that, I tried out for the basketball team.
Oh, you actually tried out?
I did.
Oh, shit.
I did. Because at that point, I was like, dude, what am I doing with my life? I'm like, I don't feel good about myself.
You don't
like,
feel productive?
Yeah, I just felt like I was not headed in the direction I wanted to. Because
was it one of those where it's like in the moment, you're smoking weed, skipping class, it's
yeah.
super fun. And then afterwards, you're like, fuck, what did I just spend that whole day on?
Well, not really, because my sister was like the pillar of what doing the right thing, making my parents proud, following the right, like that's the good kid.
Yeah.
She's the good kid. And I wanted to follow in her footsteps, which were the traditional footsteps, right? Where
yeah.
it's like you go to school, get good grades, you graduate, you go straight to college. Like, you know, that path, like
yeah.
college, then you finish college, you get your career, then you find or you get married and then you buy the house. Like she did literally the perfect steps.
Yeah.
So I knew that's what I needed to do. So when my life was not going in that right direction, because I'm like, if I'm getting a 1.25, I might not graduate high school.
Yeah.
Right.
So like day one, you're already like,
I already knew what it was. Yeah. I already knew what it was. So I let myself get a little lost that first year, and I just kind of let loose as much as I allowed myself to. So when sophomore year rolled around, I was like, oh man, this is horrible. Like, I only have 2 more years left, and everyone knows about senioritis, and that's when you're supposed to slack off. And I'm like, fuck, I'm doing it all wrong. So when I got approached to try out for the basketball team, I was like, all right, let's see. It's not going to hurt. Prior to that, I was never into sports. I've never done any sports. I was always, like, the art kid. So I always, like, danced a lot, and I just I played like instruments a lot. Like I was in band. Like I played a ton of instruments. I took a ton of art classes, and this is like after school. Like it's not part of school.
Yeah.
Like, I just these were my extracurricular activities.
So you had the softest hands in the business.
I did. I still do.
And then, so when they threw you a basketball, you're like, ow!
No, because my brother and my sister were both athletes. So I grew up with my sister who played basketball.
Yeah, but you can't watch sports.
No, I mean, I would play with her. Like, I was still, like, I wasn't, like, touching a basketball for the first time, not understanding what was going on.
Oh, you'd play, like, at the house?
You know, like, just via osmosis, right? Like, just, like you're around it, so you're, like, you get thrown the ball or, like, hey, shoot it. Like, you understand, like, the basics of things.
So you knew how to dribble and stuff?
Yeah, enough. Not like to fucking do crossovers and like put it in between my legs and like, you know, nothing fancy.
Yeah.
So yeah, I tried out and they were like smothering the shit out of me, right? And I'm like, dude, get away.
Yeah,
and
play
I
just, defense.
I hated it.
Forearm on the hip.
I hated it. And I'm like, okay, fuck basketball. This is not for me. I hate it. I just felt smothered and I could feel people sweat and they're just fucking in your personal bubble. And I'm like, yo, this is disgusting. Get away from me. Here, take the ball. I don't want it.
Basketball is not even that much contact compared to like wrestling, jiu-jitsu. Or like
for sure. I didn't football. Know. Remember, I didn't play sports. Yeah. So, yeah, after I tried out, I'm like, yeah, this shit ain't for me. So when Roxanne asked me if I wanted to do volleyball, I was like, oh, that sounds kind of cool. I didn't really know volleyball. I never played volleyball. I didn't know shit about it. And I was like, well, she's cool and her crew's cool, so it wouldn't hurt to try.
You want
to,
like, how close are you guys?
No. Because I mean, I knew enough that I've seen that I'm like, okay, everyone stays in their fucking space.
I see.
And it's divided. The court's divided. So it's like tennis.
Always on that side. always on this side.
It was beautiful. So then when I tried out, I was like, whoa, this is a lot of fun. And I was immediately hooked.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, immediately hooked. And
what was tryouts for basketball like? Do you remember like the whole day of sequence of events?
Damn.
Like
vaguely.
Did you run suicide? Did you like shoot?
Yeah, for
defense?
Sure. Yeah, because you want to get warmed up. You don't want to get injured before anything. So we did that. And then they would put us into different groups because there were so many people or so many girls trying out that they would go, okay, you and you, they'd put you in a group. You'd put you in a group. And then they would watch us play. Okay, you leave. You get on. And they would just kind of.
Do you know if you made it?
I did.
Oh, you actually made the team.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, oh, wow. Do you guys? Yeah, because I think it's because I was tall. I don't think it's because I was good. They were probably like, okay, I guess we can use someone. Cause
she could touch the rim without jumping. We need
yeah,
her.
Yeah, my school at the time was like highly, highly dense with Japanese Americans. And then our basketball team was actually really good.
And we know the height of them.
What does that mean?
You tell me.
I don't know. I really don't know what you're talking about.
You literally just said our school was full of Japanese Americans.
Yeah. I'm just letting you know what the population's like.
Yeah, so you're like, so I was
just
tall.
Just stats.
So, and then you went like this.
No. I said I probably made it only because I'm tall because I have no skills. And I was going to say that Japanese Americans at that time were heavy into leagues.
Yeah.
So when they weren't playing, like they were already playing for maybe like 5-10 years at that point.
Yeah.
So they were really good. That's what I meant.
I see.
So I think the only advantage I probably had was height.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I made it, and I was like, nah, that's not for me.
That's cool.
I don't even know what I'm doing.
That's cool that you made it, though.
Is it cool?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I think it just shows that, like, some people just naturally got something.
Yeah, I just had height. That was it.
And you naturally got something, you know?
And I probably had the Latina fire, and that was probably it. And I was like, get off me.
Because in fifth grade, I've been playing basketball, like street ball, since I was a kid, you know, maybe starting at 6 or 7. And played all the way until I was 10. And we would play that like almost every day, go to each other's houses and meet. The three people that lived on my street that we played, all of us had a basketball court in our front yard. So it was like we would play at our own house, at other people's houses all the time. And when I tried out in fifth grade, there's A and B teams. They put me on the B team. And I was like, it's fucked up, dude. I'm like, dude, you see how.
Was it like varsity and junior?
I think so. I think that's what they're trying to do is.
Oh.
And then, so I played a couple games on the B team, but even then it just felt like I felt so second place. I'm like, what's the point of even trying?
Yeah.
And then, so I ended up, I don't know if I finished or whatever. And then sixth grade came around and I don't even think I tried out because I was just like.
Oh, you were so down on yourself?
Yeah, I was so down from even fifth grade.
Damn, that sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I ended up trying out and then I made the team. So Roxanne, who's like fucking all-star MVP player, she was obviously on varsity, and I got on JV, and I was like,
But you guys were the same year?
Actually, no. Actually, so I made the team, and I couldn't play.
Really? Sophomore year?
Yeah. Actually, I think it was my junior year. My junior year, I couldn't play. So I think sophomore still probably fucked around. Sorry, it's been a minute. But my junior year was when I was like, I can't, I made the team and I couldn't play because my grades were so fucked.
Oh no.
Yeah, my grades were so fucked and I was so in love with the sport and I was like, oh. So then I tried out again. That's what happened. It's all coming back to me. I tried out again my sophomore year and then I made it because I was like, wait, I wasn't a JV player. But I was on varsity because I had to be because I was a fucking senior.
Wait, so you tried out on your freshman year and then you came back sophomore year? Or you tried out sophomore and you came
junior.
Back junior year?
Junior. I tried junior. I made it. Couldn't play. My grades are fucked. So then I tried again for sophomore and then that's, I mean, senior. And then that's when I was able to play.
So you only played volleyball for 1 year?
1 year.
Oh, dang.
Yeah, I only played it for 1 year, but I was so in love with the sport that, like, I practiced every chance I could.
Oh, wow.
Like, I was always playing all the time.
Yeah. Were you?
Sorry.
When did the phlegm problem
start? I don't know. Maybe after I stopped smoking weed, maybe.
Did you ever go, fuck, I wish I would have 100%. Played volleyball all 4 years?
100%.
Really?
Yeah, I loved it so much. I didn't know, who the fuck plays volleyball in the hood?
True.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. All the fucking hood parks I went to, there's no fucking volleyball nets.
Yeah.
Like, there's no volleyball nets in fucking East LA.
The net's gonna get stolen.
Yeah, we don't have that shit.
Yeah.
And then I didn't even realize that my neighbor was actually a volleyball player, but he's my brother's age. So I didn't know. And it wasn't until he saw me, like, trying to set.
Yeah.
Like, just practicing my sets. Like, and he was like, wait, what the hell? Like, you're playing volleyball. And I'm like, yeah, I tried out. And then he was like, I play volleyball. And then he became my pepper friend.
Well, it's probably because he's trying to keep it a secret. I mean, I don't know too many volleyball players that are proud of what they do.
You're a fucking hater, dude. The Olympic volleyball players are fucking so happy. You don't have a medal.
Those guys are.
You don't have a medal, you hater?
I follow a couple of...
Olympic medalists?
No, just volleyball players at the super high level.
Yeah.
Because they get up. I'm talking about waist over the net. Like,
who the fuck doesn't follow not that level of athlete, though? Like, you don't make any fucking sense.
I don't know. I just
follow... You follow random Joes that just fucking do random things at a random level?
Anyone that interests me, I follow them.
Yeah.
So, of course,
that's majority of the people, dude. And majority of the people are going to follow athletes that are doing fucking extraordinary things.
Hasbulla, I follow, and his MMA skills suck.
But you don't follow him for his MMA skills.
I do follow him precisely for his MMA skills.
No, you don't.
I do.
What do you think about his skills?
They're very interesting to watch.
I've, like, rarely see him do fucking MMA stuff.
Yeah, he tried to sock Mike Tyson.
Yeah, that's not MMA.
He tried. What? And then Mike Tyson picked him up and hugged him and kissed him in the ear like he's a baby.
Yeah, don't fucking disrespect Hasbulla like that, okay? Right. He's not a baby.
No, he's like 19 now.
No, he's old as fuck. He's probably older than us.
What?
How old is he?
He's like 19 now.
Is he really?
When he came on the scene, he was 18. He might be 20 now.
Now I gotta look this shit up. I thought he was older than us.
No, he's young.
Okay, well, what else do you want to know? I'm looking this up.
I'm listening to your story.
I don't know where I left off. You interrupt me all the time. Oh, yeah, he's only 20 years old.
So you only played for 1 year.
I fucked up. Yeah, in high school.
Did that ever take you into a spot like, did that ever transcend into any type of parenting precautions?
What do you mean?
Like, you know, for me, oh, shit. You know, like for me, remember I told you many times, like one of the things that I thank my mom the most is pushing me to get my black belt in Kung Fu. Because when I was like brown belt, I went to Taiwan for a whole month. And at that time, you forget things real quick. So when I came back, I was so embarrassed and shamed that I forgot everything. I was just going to quit. But my mom pushed me and she was like, it doesn't matter. We're going to go to the park on the weekends. We'll work on the forms together. And then you start class back as a white belt. Just wear a white belt and then we'll slowly bring you back to where you're supposed to be. And because of that, that kind of like precaution made it into my parental mind. So in my mind, I'm like, okay, cool. If I ever see Taika hit that big roadblock, I'm going to stick it through with them no matter what, because that was so helpful for my mom that I was able to achieve something. And then that helped me achieve other things in the future. So I want to make sure that I'm there for Taika when he has that moment too. Did that ever like go into your parental brain, or like, cause you know, you regret not playing 4 years. So like, do you ever go, okay, I gotta make
sure. Regret it. Cause I can't blame myself. Like, regret is such a heavy, maybe you don't mean regret, but I don't have any heaviness for it. Cause I'm like, I didn't know.
Or you wished.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah.
You know, like you wished you could have played 4 years. Does that ever go like, I want to make sure that, Taika tries to experience as little of the wishfulness as possible?
I don't think so, because I don't know if that's something that we can really control, right? Like, we can only expose him to a lot. Let me rephrase that. We can only expose him as much as with the stuff that we know, right? But I guess in retrospect, I would say if that taught me anything for the parental brain, as you call it, it'd be more like just being more curious about things. But then I don't know, because like, how do you know you're missing out on something that you don't even know exists?
Well, that's what happened to me. I didn't actually quit and then regret it. You know what I mean? I went through with it. But after going through with it, I was like, oh shit, I see the importance of having your parents help push you through things. Yeah. Because you're not able to push through it yourself.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't have that. My mom was the opposite. Or yeah, my parents were the opposite.
I'm saying that's my situation. Yeah. So for your situation, you don't go like, oh shit, okay. It's really important to take advantage of things at a younger age, because time will only go by. Like, you can only play high school sports once.
Yeah.
So make sure that you maximize high school sports, like in your parental brain.
Yeah, I don't know if I learned it at that time. Like, at that time, it was more... But I'm saying
now that you're a parent, did any of that make it into your parental
100%
brain?
100%. Like, a lot of stuff that I went through all went straight into the parental brain. Like, that experience alone, I can draw and be like, yeah, if there's something that really clicks for you, like, that was the first time I felt passion, that I can remember at least. Well, no, that's not the first time. That was the second time. And I think because I felt it the second time, I was like, oh, fuck, I need to, like, really ride this. First time was when I was dancing ballet. Like, I fell in love with that, like, instantly. Like, I was never interested in ballet. The only reason why I got into it was because my little sister got into it. And my mom's like, okay, well, your little sister wants to do it. And I'm like, I don't want to do that thing. That thing's whack. And then she goes, just try it. You'll like it. You never know. And I'm like, nah, it's whack. My sister went to a few classes. And then finally I was like, all right, well, I don't want to just be home. And then when I actually did it that day, I'm like, holy shit, I'm fucking hooked. And I hadn't experienced that. So when volleyball rolled around and I got into it, and I'm like, holy shit, this is badass. Like, it replaced that passion that I was missing from ballet. And I'm like, oh my God, if I feel this, like, I'm going to stick to it. So that definitely taught me, like, when you feel that, like, you're just so anxious to, like, try it again, and you just can't stop. Like, I couldn't stop thinking about it. I was just obsessed. That anytime I do see that in Taika, I'm like really gonna help him like stick with it.
Do you see that in Taika at all now?
Basketball.
He loves basketball. Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I would make the joke when he would get into stuff. Like, let's say he was showing a lot of love for, I don't know, drawing, and you're like, guess what, babe? I just signed him up for BJJ, and I'm like, perfect. Yeah, because that's exactly what he wants. You know, remember that joke?
Yeah.
Or like, he'd be showing more interest in cooking. You're like, guess what, babe? I just fucking signed him up for drum lessons. And I'm like, okay, awesome. So yeah, that's for sure taught me that. It also taught me that, like, there's no real mistake you can't really change, you know? Like, at that time, because I was flunking so hard, and my life was so, it felt so fucked to me. And it felt like I was just so derailed from the person I once was, which was that A student, like that obedient kid. And I felt like I really lost myself for those first couple of years in high school. That, like, I just felt like I legit felt like a loser.
In America.
Yeah, what do you mean?
Only in America can you disappear for 30 days or 90 days, to be realistic, and then come back, like, unrecognizable.
Explain.
Like, in Asia, you fuck up one semester, you're going to be a janitor the rest of your life.
Oh, because it's so competitive.
Yeah, like if you don't do good in junior high, you don't do good in high school. If you don't do good in high school, you don't do good in college.
Yeah.
And then that's why, like, during finals week, they seal all the top floors of the schools because kids literally jump off the building and commit suicide. Like, they get one
B. Because their life is fucked.
Yeah, they get one B and they go.
Or they think it's fucked.
That's it. Like, you need to have, like, perfect scores to even have a chance in choosing what you want to be because it's so fucking competitive.
Oh, wow.
You know, but only in America where you can give someone 90 days and they can, depend on how well they can cram information or bump up their fitness. Like, someone could be unrecognizable in 90 days if they really put their mind to it, you know?
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. I mean, it taught me that for sure that, like, yeah, I can come back from it. Because I really felt like I hit such a rock bottom. Like, that was when I was the first time I was ever really. And obviously, it's the age, too. Because there's just so many changes happening, but that was the first time I like really considered suicide. Like, I felt so down on myself. I was like shoplifting. I mean, I think I only shoplifted like once or twice. That's
probably just for fun too.
For sure, but it was still not who I wanted to be. And you know, I was fortunate enough that I caught it within myself early enough where I'm like, ooh, I don't like this person. Like, I just knew I needed such a drastic change. So when volleyball presented itself, I'm like, this is it. This is my sign to change it. And not to blame my friend group, because they really didn't do anything wrong. Like, they were a great group of girls. But I just felt like I needed to change everything. So, like, I even left my girl group and I just, like, completely just started, like, a whole fresh start.
With, like, your friends from volleyball?
Yeah.
How was that dynamic? Was it, like, did they...
It was cool.
Did your old friends like kind of feel like you left them, or was there any bad feelings
maybe.
There?
Yeah, maybe they did feel that way. But I think at that point, you know, people started getting boyfriends, and like one girl started working. Another one had like a boyfriend she was obsessed with. Another one was more into partying. So we kind of all just like had our like secondary groups that we would jump around in, and we would come back on occasion. But eventually I got so laser focused on what my goals were, and like I already knew my path, that like eventually we lost contact, especially after we graduated high school. So I'm like, oh, I need to start achieving my shit.
And then did you think sports helped you bring
your absolutely grades, yeah, up? Absolutely, because like I needed a minimum, right? And then like their influence was way more positive too, because like they all wanted to get into better schools and bigger schools and play here and get a scholarship there. And yeah, they just were, from what I can see, they just seemed like they were in better places.
What in volleyball do you apply in your day-to-day life now?
The first one is just being a team player. Like, one is we all have our positions, right? We all have our strengths, but we also all have our weaknesses. Constant communication. So, like, just saying what it is that you're doing and letting the rest of your team know what's up, right? So, like, something as small as, like, when someone sends me a message, just letting them know, hey, received. Or, hey, I got it, I'll reply whenever. Just that constant communication, because then, you know, during a game, like, you have to let people know, because everyone's running for the same ball, unless you go, hey, if it's, like, right between you and I, hey, I got it. I got this one, right? The other one is just learning your position and playing your position to the fullest.
Did you play?
I was a middle blocker.
So you just, is it, like, three in the front and in the middle?
Yeah.
And you just jump up and you block the ball?
Yeah, I mean, I also was a hitter.
What does a hitter mean, like assassin?
Like, you know when they spike the ball?
Yeah.
Like, you hit it? Yeah. But my position was always in the middle.
So you would, like, smack it down on them?
Yes.
Are you pretty good at spiking?
I was all right.
Why do you say you're all right?
I don't know. I guess if we would... That's the only thing that I'm like, damn it. I wish I grew up in an era where, like, video phones were in.
Yeah.
Like, I have no footage of me playing.
I know.
Like, I have no video, nothing. Like, I have nothing.
I have zero footage of my wrestling, and I'm kind of happy that's the way it is.
It's like that?
Yeah.
No, I would have loved to have seen it. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I didn't have parents that were there with fucking camcorders and shit. Like, I have nothing
the
to show for
the one that
it.
I'm the most, not sad, but, like, that feeling about is actually military.
Oh, what part? I thought you're not even supposed to film.
Well, no, like, once you make it to your unit, you know, things got more and more lax.
Yeah.
You know, before it was like, like, let's say you go to some outdoor galleria, right? You bring out a camera. Hey, private property, no filming.
Yeah.
And then now I think people just know, and you bring out the phone. Hey, no filming. But now everyone's like, there's no way of stopping this. Yeah. So literally filming is allowed everywhere now.
Yeah.
Right? Unless someone goes, I don't want to be on camera. But you need, it needs person to person. But there's no like facility rule.
Yeah.
So now I see all kinds of crazy military footage come out because it's, they're just on their phone or they're recording for themselves or whatever, right? But I've got to see a lot of really cool shit that I wish I had footage for.
Yes, you could share it.
Yeah, because like Tyco, because you know Tyco always talks about my fungus feet and how he doesn't want to join the military because I got fungus feet from it. Yeah. And I'm like, but you actually see really cool stuff. And he was like, what? And he's into jets. I was like, Papa once saw a jet come and drop a bunch of missiles like that because of a specific like coordinates that someone called in. And we stayed out there for like 4 days. And he goes, wow. But I don't have
any
footage of that, you know?
Yeah. So yeah, I wish I would have seen some of my plays. But yeah, I was a middle blocker. Yeah, so I didn't play back row because like at that point, well, this is not high school. High school doesn't, I mean, the one I went to, at least my time, didn't have liberos, and they were like,
what's a libero?
So they're the ones that like, you know, when the other team like they serves? Send it, yeah, they send it over.
Yeah.
Not even necessarily a serve, but like let's say they spike it.
Yeah.
Usually you tend to spike it in the middle to the back row. Like anyone that tends to hit it excuse me, within the 10-foot line, which is like the line God damn it. Where the front row would be. It's really hard to do that. That means you have to have fucking mad hops for it to go straight down.
Yeah.
Right? Because there's a net, goes straight down. So that's like the 10-foot line.
Like the people
so
I follow. So that's
rare. Guys can do it, right? Yeah. Because they have mad hops. Guy net is also higher. But yeah, it is rare. So because they tend to go more in the middle to back row, you have someone that's a passing specialist because it all starts with the pass. If you have a shitty pass, then you're probably going to have a shitty set. Like a set, and then if you have a shitty set, then you're probably gonna have a shitty fucking spike.
So is the passer or the libero person is almost in charge of like kind of neutralizing that attack
to
like a very nice ball in the air. Yes. Everyone has time to gather
literally
their bearings. Yeah. That's the whole responsibility.
Yeah, literally. So they're the ones working like in the middle. So like the way you tend to move on the court is kind of like there's always different formations, but the most common one is kind of like a teardrop. So the teardrop, the tip of the teardrop is where your setter is, right? So we always kind of follow the setter wherever they go. So then the outside hitters will go on the side of the setter because that's usually where they're going to set the ball, right? And then the middle blocker, my position, would go kind of a little bit back so that the setter can run front and back. So I can get the ball too. So then we have full defense around the setter. So anywhere she goes, we're like this. And then you have the back to the back hitters. Then you have your libero in the kind of like moving around in the middle.
And then so she's always like the first person to touch it.
Yeah. So let's say she passes it and it's too close to the net to where the other team can like spike it on us because it's just right at the net. Then we have these other two defensive players like ready to receive it to pass it to the setter. So then the setter can like set the ball really nicely.
How often? Because I know it's usually like three hits here and then three hits here, right?
Yeah.
How often do you guys break the rhythm? Like, does it ever just go like,
I
see their position off, so
absolutely
libero straight to the hitter rather absolutely. Than to the setter?
Yeah, sometimes the setter will go up for a set, and she sees that there's like the middle is open or this area like right behind her is open. She puts her hands up to set it, and then she'll just tip it over, and then like there's no one there in that position. Like all the time, you can break the rules all the time.
Who's usually the hottest?
The middle blockers.
Really?
No, the whole team is hot. What are you talking about?
There's not the hottest one.
Like the star, or what do you mean? Usually the outside hitters are the badasses because they get the most sexiest of them.
Ones.
They're all sexy, dude.
Because I've seen some where they look like they outgrew their body.
What does that mean?
Like they look like they've been in Arizona sun.
Arizona sun?
Yeah,
and outgrew their body? Like, what are you talking about?
Like
you
put like a cassette tape outside in the Arizona sun, and then when you come visit it 4 hours later, it looks different.
What the fuck is a cassette tape, dude?
A fucking cassette tape.
I don't even know what happens when you put it in the sun.
It kind of like droops down and it outgrows itself.
I don't know what you're saying. Are you calling them old looking?
No, some of them just don't look that hot because they look outgrown.
I mean, that's just a lot of people.
That's true.
Like if everyone looked hot as fuck, we would all be fucking Vogue models, right?
But if I'm trying to get horny, which one should I get horny to?
The one that's your fucking wife, you fucking trash bucket.
So the one that got a 1.5 GPA?
Yeah. Hey, what did you get? You got a fucking 0.25. Barely.
I got a 0.17 before.
You did 0.17? Yeah. That's still pretty good.
You know what's fucking crazy? So I had really shitty grades, right? Really shitty.
Yeah.
But I'm also really smart, right?
Sometimes. So,
like, I was so, like, stupid smart that I can look at all my grades and I can calculate the GPA like that. Like, 3 A's, 3 B's. What is that?
I don't know.
3.5.
Nice.
Because all of them are scored fours and threes, yeah. Right? So that's how good I was. Like, I can look at them. Oh, that's 2.83. Or that's 0.17. Because I can do the average immediately. The thing is, I couldn't apply that to class.
Yeah.
So 0.17 means you had like all F's, 1 D. So that 1 D divided by 6 is 0.17.
Yeah, I'm lost. Too many numbers, dude.
You know how to take an average of something?
I do, but I just don't want to hear it.
But yeah, that, isn't that crazy? Like,
I was. Do you understand who our son is? Right now, Tyka's obsessed with math, man.
And aren't you proud?
No, I love it. I absolutely love it. But all I hear is, Mama, what's 1 million plus 1,000 minus 1 plus 2? And I'm like, it's 1 million, whatever, 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 right? But like,
you can't do it, you liar. Math, huh? You can't
do it. Shut up. You're doing all the math right now. I'm like, oh God, here we go with Tyka again. No,
that's because, so like, that's the ironic thing where I did so poorly in school. But me being able to calculate grades and take averages of A, B, C's and like that, like,
yeah,
it shows how good I actually am and how much information was retained. It just wasn't reflected in my homework or the tests.
Yeah. Well, I mean, now it's dope that like we have so much more education as like education providers and teachers and counselors and stuff, that we understand that now when a kid, not we, like I'm part of the thing, but like as a society, that we understand when a kid's doing bad in school, it's not necessarily because they're academically behind or slow. I mean, that can be the case, but now, yeah, we know to look into like the family structure or the environment that they're growing up in and going, oh wait, there might be other things at play here. And it's sad that like they didn't have that for you at that time.
I know.
But here we are together, fucking 15 years together.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like you knew this stuff about me, no?
Well, I'm trying to dig a little bit deeper. So,
oh, did you get anything new?
A little bit. I didn't realize that you tried out and then didn't make it. Because
no, I made it. I just couldn't play.
Exactly. You couldn't make it academically.
Yeah, I was so fucking sad.
For some reason in my brain, I thought you played all 4 years.
No, I only played 1 year.
Because I think every time I talk to someone that likes volleyball, I'm like, oh yeah, my wife played 4 years high school.
No, so one year.
I've been lying the whole time.
And then it was cool that I even got to play in college.
That part is cool.
That's fucking rad.
Did you only play 1 year in high school or college?
I played... Two years and I redshirted 1 year.
What's the biggest difference between
everything,
the college and high school?
Everything.
Yeah.
College is like, it's like talking about like junior high basketball, right? Like it's very basic.
Yeah.
You still have like, this is the point guard, this is the fucking whatever, right? Like everyone has their positions, but it's not that organized. You don't have strategy. Your skills aren't refined enough to where you can like specifically shoot from certain spots. The spots aren't numbered for you. Like when it came to college, I knew so many different hits, so many different positions.
So now your accuracy, it's like you could spike it
100, but like
wherever you want.
They would tell me, like the coach would be like, hey, so like our court side could be divided into six. It's divided into six sections, right?
Yeah.
Well, actually seven, because you have the setter. And then within each section, you divide that again another six times. So he would tell you, hey, I want you to serve it into this corner, but within this corner, put it on that corner, you know? And like, we just had like, we had like number, like if we wanted a specific set, it was a specific number. So like now we're communicating with the setter with our numbers behind our back. And like, there's just so much strategy. Like it's two different worlds.
You have laser precision like that?
Not anymore. I haven't touched the volleyball in fucking decades.
But you did before.
I mean, yeah. I was pretty good.
You think before you could have gone into a classroom and like let's say you just randomly want to smack someone on the head with the
for
ball.
For sure.
You just go boom.
Oh, for sure.
For sure you're gonna hit them.
For sure.
Oh shit.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you spend so much time fucking hitting balls.
That's badass.
Yeah, for sure.
That's pretty cool. What about
and then like there's a spinning on the ball. Like you can have the ball go straight, but then it goes off to the side.
Wow.
You can have the ball go like,
can you do start any of those
fast?
That now?
No, I mean I'm so fucked. You can have the ball start really fast and then slow down at the end. Like it's like a pitch. You know how a pitcher can like has so many different pitches. Yeah. Same thing with a hit.
Wow.
Same thing.
That's pretty cool.
It's super cool. There's so much going on.
You ever want to get back into it?
Every fucking time. Yeah, I love it. I love it so much.
Have you Googled Las Vegas volleyball
leagues?
No,
not yet. I don't know if I'm like in a spot where I want to. Like, if I want to get into it, like, I want to make sure all my bases are covered first before I can play. And I don't feel like I have any bases covered before I can play.
You want to play volleyball? You set up a volleyball net in our backyard.
That's cute.
We have that little grass area.
Yeah, who am I going to play with? You?
Me?
I'm just kidding. We would play in the house, remember?
Yeah. I get good at anything fast.
Yeah, you do. You're actually pretty good. So did you get what you wanted?
I guess so. I got a little glimpse into
what a mess I used to be.
Well, mainly I just want to get some more shower scenes in my head. And
I got some. I'm glad I give you all the musty ones.
Yeah.
All right. Well, anything else you want to ask before we go?
No more questions, Your Honor.
All right. Cool. Anything else you want
to
add?
Yeah. Make sure to go check out Barber Brigade. We always got dope stuff. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Barber Brigade sponsored this podcast, so it makes all this possible. Go to barberbrigade.com. We've got supplements, apparel like what I'm wearing. Digital training, and we always have funny videos, training, and mainly me just get my ass beat, so go check that out.
Oh, that's the best. All right, guys, thank you so much for listening. We'll talk next week. Bye.